Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman. In celebration of World Read Aloud Day, I'm proud to participate in this event to call attention to the importance of sharing stories and to advocate for literacy. I encourage everyone to join in the movement by choosing a book, finding an audience, and reading aloud together. Today, I'm here to read aloud to you a book based on the Disney movie The Nutcracker and the Four Realms. It is called The Dance of the Realms, written by Calliope Glass and illustrated by Marco Bucci. Let's begin. The world is made of stories. Some of them are happy, some of them are sad, and all of them are beautiful in their own ways. Watch and listen, dear ones, and I'll tell you a story in words and in dance. Not so very long ago, in a land not terribly far from here, a young girl named Clara received a gift. It was an intricate egg-shaped box, left for her by her mother, whom she missed terribly. It was beautiful, but there was no key to open it. Fortunately, that night was Christmas Eve, a night that opens many doors and reveals many secrets. And Clara's godfather, Drosselmeyer, was having a splendid party, as he did every year. His sprawling home was itself quite full of secrets and doors, the kind of house where lost keys might be found. Clara asked her beloved godfather where she might look, and he showed her a path to follow. All she had to do was trust where her heart was leading. Clara's quest carried her through a secret door and into another world entirely, a world of magic and surprise, a world of four realms. But when she entered this magical world, she found herself in a place that was battered, broken, and full of untold dangers. No sooner had Clara found her key than she'd lost it again, and nearly lost her life with it. In the nick of time, Clara escaped and fled to a stunning palace with the help of a kind soldier. There, the beautiful Sugar Plum took Clara under her wing. Clara considered herself an inventor, but she discovered something new about herself that day. She was also the princess of the Four Realms. The folk of the Four Realms were so thrilled to meet Clara that they hosted a pageant in her honor. "The pageant tells the story," Sugar Plum whispered, "of how your mother created our world." And so Clara, breathless with the beauty of it, watched a story unfold in dance, a story she had never heard before, a story about another inventor, a lonely inventor. This lonely inventor created a grand engine to bring into being realms of snowflakes, flowers, sweets, and laughter. And then, lacking companions, she took her beloved toys and tinkered with them until they came to life. But one toy was very wicked, Mother Ginger. She wanted power over the realms and would not live in peace with the others. Soon, all the toys were at war. A terrible battle raged, smoke and dust and fury, and all four realms were thrown into chaos. As the battle unfolded on stage, Clara spotted one of the Mother Ginger's villainous mice clutching a prop key, and it looked very familiar. "So that's where my key's gone," Clara thought. "Mother Ginger must have it." Beside her, Sugar Plum curled her dainty hand into a fist. When the dust cleared at last, three realms had triumphed over the terrible Mother Ginger, and yet, although the battle had been won, Mother Ginger still ruled the fourth realm. The war was far from over. "I hope you would be the one to finish it," Sugar Plum whispered, leaning close to Clara as the pageant ended. Her eyes were very bright. Mother Ginger had Clara's key. Mother Ginger was a threat to the Four Realms. Clara knew her duty as her mother's daughter. Mother Ginger would have to be defeated. But Clara's battle with Mother Ginger did not unfold as prettily as the story in the pageant had. Something was strange. Something was wrong. Someone was lying. Clara felt it in her heart, and she was learning that her heart was not something she should ignore. Clara got the key from Mother Ginger and made her way back to the palace. She soon found herself in pitched battle with none other than Sugarplum. And here's something to remember about stories, dear ones. They are all beautiful in their ways, but they are not always entirely true. All along, the enemy of the realms had been the beautiful and treacherous Sugarplum. The war had been her doing and hers alone, a selfish bid to rule the realms. A formidable villain indeed, the wicked Sugarplum. But Clara, clever, brave, and stubborn, outdid her at the last. She used her mother's grand engine and the key to turn the evil fairy back into a doll. Clara saved the Four Realms. The Four Realms are made of stories, just like our world. Watch and listen, dear ones. I have one more story to tell you. Some of it is happy, some of it is sad, and all of it is true. Not very long ago, in a land not so terribly far from here, a little girl who had lost her mother found herself in a magic realm. And because she was clever, and because she was kind, and because she was brave, her story has a happy ending.